Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Fritz and Friends. Hump day winding down the week leading up to Christmas. Pretty nice day outside, some fresh snow. Welcome to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley. Be your host for the next 2 hours. Joining me on the phone right now, Linda Lee Tarver, who is chair of the Ingham County Republican Party. Good evening, Linda Lee. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I know it's a busy time for you as well, so we will get right to it. With the census numbers out this week, we've discovered, of course, that Michigan will lose one of its 15 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives based on those 2010 census numbers. How does that shake out in terms of numbers that were lost?
Well, we need to find out where the number of reductions in residents occurred. Depending on what county, whether or not we'll be able to keep our county commission seats, and where exactly the exodus from Michigan occurred.
How will it be determined where that seat does come from?
The legislature will have that opportunity to look through the to do redistricting, to look at the population and where the population is, how it's distributed, to offer an equitable number per county, per congressional district. And so the Michigan legislature will do that.
Okay. We lost about 54,000 people. What's your reaction just to that number? I mean, that's kind of a sad state of affairs.
My son is one of those individuals. Quite honestly, he's gone off to college, and he will probably not move back to Michigan unless we can make it a state that encourages young people to bring their education, skills, and creativity back into the state. And so one of the 54,000 is my son, and several relatives of mine who have left for other opportunities in other states. And it's a sad state of affairs for Michigan to lose its youth and to lose a lot of its skilled trade, and people who have businesses who cannot survive in Michigan are moving elsewhere. And so I'm hoping that with a new governor and a new legislature and a new focus on being small business friendly, family friendly state, promoting educational opportunities, improving our Detroit area. You know, that is our supreme city for Michigan. We need to get that to the place where it's a place to be admired, where industry and opportunities can occur there. And for African American males, the unemployment rate in Michigan is 50% for African American males. And that is a sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
And so that is.
Go ahead.
And that's what I'm concerned about.
You touched on a few ideas as to how to improve that. Clearly, that's part of your push as chair of the Ingham County Republican Party.
Correct. My role is to ensure that the county is represented by people, and I believe conservative people who will put the citizens first and allow opportunities for the county, set up an environment for businesses within the county, to set up an environment for better opportunities for the county. And that is what my role is at the county level.
Now, this loss of, you know, we're talking about the loss of population in the state of Michigan. Losing a seat means loss of clout as well in the state, in Washington, D.C.
Well, it can be. Yes, it does. And I will say, yes, it does lose a single individual. I would not say Michigan will lose its clout with a single individual. A lot of our Republican representatives in Congress have been selected for significant seats. Or Mike Rogers, the House Intelligence Committee, and Candace Miller was selected for a to lead a committee. And I think that our conservative Republican leadership will have sufficient amount of clout because they've proven themselves to have the best interests of Michigan and for the and those who live in our country at heart. And so I think that in terms of clout, you know, tax and spend liberals that we have representing us right now are not what we need. And they've not been what we need. And they've not brought into, particularly in the areas of Detroit, they've not brought in changes from the federal government that will assist Detroit in terms of employment and in academic competitiveness in with other states. You know, Detroit, I'm referring to Detroit because I'm looking at the entire area, the Detroit Wayne County area, represented nothing but Democrats, and yet that seems to be the biggest area where for most African Americans where serious issues, they're having serious issues there, and it has not been addressed in the years that they've had the quote clout that we've talked that you're talking about. So I'm not sure that losing some who've not really had the interests, the best interests of the people of Michigan, is going to be losing the clout that that you're talking about.
Well, we
don't need it. We don't need it. We need people who are concerned about Michigan, about bringing jobs here, about creating an environment that is better, best for businesses here, that will help improve the education here in our state. And that is what we need for Michigan.
What the process now, as far as you understand, Linda Lee, just to help those of us who don't understand completely, is it about redrawing, redistricting, and when might that process be taking place? Or is it already in the works?
The selection of people to look at the lines, it is about redrawing. It will start probably when the numbers actually come out and they start looking at where the exodus came from. And depending on where it's at and the lines will be looked at, the process will take several months. And so we probably won't see anything until July. I would not expect seeing anything until July. And, you know, we are, and that is where the legislature will look at it and take into account quite a few factors before the lines are drawn and where the population where the populations are. It should be equitable. It shouldn't be it should be equitable based on population, and that's what they're going to look at.
So the 14 remaining representatives will simply each represent more constituents when the redrawing is done?
Correct. But the lack of the 54,000 people who are gone will have come from someplace. And so they'll try to make it as you know, equitable as possible, I believe, and provide opportunities for people to have better representation. In my opinion.
You spoke. There was a quote in the Lansing State Journal saying that you know the people who left represented you know families and people with fresh ideas, and that certainly is what we're needing in the state of Michigan as we get ready to start a new year.
We really cannot afford to lose people like my son Terrence, who has gone off to look for opportunities elsewhere, to get his education elsewhere, and to work elsewhere. We just cannot afford to lose opportunities. And the reason why I bring up my son is because, you know, he represents a lot of other individuals whose families are leaving for better opportunities and to work. And again, I will repeat, for African Americans, males, the unemployment rate is 50%. And, you know, where do you go for a job in Michigan at 50% unemployment? And there's no one that will argue with that number. And, you know, where do young black men go to find jobs?
Certainly.
When there's none in Michigan? I mean, and that's the bigger issue is, you know, unemployment rate is very high in Michigan. We need jobs, and we need a climate to offer jobs for our youth, for our families, for families, period. Not necessarily just for our youth, for everyone. We do need jobs here. And we need to have an educational system that prepares our youth for these jobs. And so we need to do those simultaneously. We need to improve our education system so that employers will find a good quality of a workforce here in Michigan.
Very good. We have just a little bit of time left, but what's on your agenda as chair of the party for the year?
Well, the county has to go through redistricting as well. So when the numbers actually come out for Ingham County, we will sit down with a small group, the Democratic chair, the Ingham County chair, the prosecutor, I believe the city clerk, will sit down and look at drawing lines for the county commission. And so it'll be similar to what will occur at our state level, looking at redistricting.
Very good. Well, Linda Lee Tarver, chair of the Ingham County Republican Party, thank you for joining us this busy time of year. I'll let you get back to your evening activities. It was a pleasure to speak with you, and I look forward to talking with you in the future.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. We'll be right back on Fritz and Friends 1320 WILS, myself and Scott Eckersley. Coming up next, Eric Langdon, Director of Development with the Capital Area Humane Society. Could there be a puppy or kitty in your future? I'm thinking he thinks so. We'll be right back.